between the recommendation, I mean, the 5% and the salary resolution?
The salary resolution minimum is, I believe, 150 and some change. The 5% would put me at, I believe, 146 and some change. So it's like a $4,000 difference, more or less.
Percentage-wise, what is it?
I think it would fall into 5% versus like a 7%, 6 or 7 between there, 6 and 6.5 probably.
Buddy, since you were in the subcommittee.
I'm confused now.
Yeah.
I'm more confused. What's the salary resolution deal?
Salary resolution, I believe, was adopted last year?
Month before.
Correct.
We just updated that like two hearings ago.
And that was a comparison of other?
That's where we look at existing staff salaries versus the agencies we identified. And we, for analysts, for the clerk, and for the EO, we look at those ranges to see, you know, what is the minimum and the maximum we're willing to pay for each staff level.
So an alternative is we hold off making a decision and revisit to better understand our position and come back. And I think we can always do something retro if we were delaying something. But I would rather have it fully thought out to come back to the board.
Correct. Retroactive is always an option. There could be an option to continue with the ad hoc committee to especially also develop some sort of severance language if that's acceptable.
What does state law say about severance?
That says that for any public, any contract of employment between employee and a local agency employer, which it would be, it just has to have a provision that sets a maximum of severance. If there's an unexpired term on that contract, it could only be a maximum of 18 months' salary. So it just sets an upper limit for what that severance could be, but not a minimum amount.
Oh, if that makes sense. But it says that we have to have a severance.
Yes.
So we could have a severance that says, you know.
Well, that depends. I kind of disagree with you. It depends if we have to have is he under contract?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, it's a separate
contract.
See,
where the CAO of the county works without contract.
Yeah,
so
we're not.
It's to me, I think we need to sideline this and be better prepared to come back maybe next time.
Once you form a new subcommittee,
I'll
do it with you. I'll do it with you.
Okay, so let's do that. Buddy and myself will go ahead and tackle this as a subcommittee, come back, and so, Brian, don't worry. You know, we'll make it retro so that you're not taking a hit on this stuff. So let's just go ahead and do that. We have a new subcommittee to address this, and we'll bring it back at the next board meeting.
Okay. All right. And then that's all for that item.
Okay. What else do we have?
With Calafco update. So I wanted to separate this item out for you guys. Typically, I give an update in my EO comments. I know it's been a long day. I'll try to be brief with this. Essentially, what we're looking at is I was able to confirm with existing Calafco staff that we do have enough funds to get us through this next fiscal year. So regardless of if any additional LAFCOs exit, we will have enough funding to get through at least one more fiscal year with CalLAFCO. I think that was a big question last time, so I wanted to make sure we got that answered. There was also an update included in the agenda of a timeline that CalLAFCO has to kind of get things back on track. One of the major updates is they are currently in talks with a replacement interim executive director, which would then put him in line to figure out the next hurdle of a full-time replacement. So those are the major updates. We're doing what we can to keep CalAFCO afloat, and we have at least one more year with them to figure out is it going to still be viable or not. And for now, we'll at least have one more year of benefits to staff at the very least. We get a lot of staff training, and we learned a lot through those conferences. and workshops, as well as one more year of legislative representation at the Capitol. So those two big items, along with them being able to fund themselves for one more year, you know, I'd say we stick around and see what that goes.
Back with, because we had a conversation, and I was trying to assess actual values in CalAFCO. And when you mentioned that staff's getting training and so forth, I see that as a value. So, but can we try to quantify what that means? So, you know, maybe give us, you know, what kind of classes and so forth. You know, how do we benefit in providing the kind of training for staff? That'll be more helpful, at least for me.
Yeah.
Because I'm struggling with the other benefits.
Yeah. So. On a day-to-day basis, staff, analysts, clerks, EOs, and I believe even legal counsels, we all have access to a listserv. So if an analyst is working on a project, they run into a hurdle, they can spread out and put out, say, hey, I have this question I'm dealing with. Who has dealt with this before, and what's a way to get around it? So they have access to that, which essentially allows them to work independently without having to go to the EO every single time, right? They can try to figure out different alternatives. So it's a good pool for them to have access to on a daily basis. In addition to that, they have the staff workshop, which has a lot of different sessions that go over, here is what we do for MSRs. Here are the type of hurdles we run into, and here's how we clear those, right? Here's how we deal with processing audits. Here's how we keep up with ADA requirements. They go over the latest either state requirements and how to keep up to date with that, or, you know, kind of case study approaches of here's what this LAFCO ran into. It was a real headache and a pain. Here's what we did to address it so that you're better prepared if it ever happens to you. The good thing about CKH, it's kind of one framework that every LAFCO has to follow. And so learning how to navigate that and get those different perspectives is of tremendous value to staff. And then we also have our annual workshops, which annual conferences, which are geared more towards the commissioners and bringing them on board. If we have a new commissioner, it's, hey, here's what LAFCO is and here's what your role in that involves. Or if you're a more, you know, seasoned commissioner, here's something that we deal with and we take on as a commissioner at our own LAFCO, and here's how you can get more involved with you at your position at your LAFCO. Or at the very least, create a network of, hey, you know, as a chair, I dealt with this issue. I know you're a chair at your LAFCO, or where, how did you deal with that, right? You create that network of additional people to at least have that extra background to rely upon if you ever have, you know, a question on a certain item. So that's pretty much the main value. They also do CalAFCO U, which is trainings about once a quarter, and they have different subjects. Again, it's more intended to provide the same type of sessions they do at the staff workshops, but offer them kind of virtually throughout the year. That way, it's still one more chance to learn something every couple months.
Okay. Are you looking for something from us at this point, or just information?
Just to keep you guys updated on what's going on. I think okay. The biggest question was whether or not it was worth it to keep investing into CalAFCO. Again, they have enough funds to get through at least one more year, and I think that's a good opportunity for us to keep an eye on it and see if we want to stay with it.
So maybe as a follow-up with regard to training, you know, I think there's no question there's value in training to staff. So whether we do it through CalAFCO or some other way, if we do it some other way, there's going to be a cost associated to it. Training is never free. So maybe you can do kind of an assessment of what, if we were doing training separately, what would that run? Because we know what the assessment for CalAFCO is. It'll give us more information.
Okay, I can put that together.
Okay, what else we have on the agenda?
Just a quick second. Was there a motion and a second on item 12 to bring it back next month?
Yeah.
Yes. I believe, yes.
Okay, thank you.
And one last item to note, if you can go back, sorry. The one that had the CalAFCO title on top, one more, that one. We do also have, it's open for a nomination for CalAFCO Board of Directors, and the Central Region does have a city member position open and a public member position open. If any of you fall under that and are interested, let me know. I can get you some more information. If you're interested in serving for what might be just 1 year, but we'll see where they fall after that. So if you're interested, let me know.
We'll let the commissioners think about it, and they'll provide you input as they make a decision.
All right.
What's next?
Item number 13 is executive officer comments.
He's already had enough comments. Go ahead.
Your August hearing is no longer canceled. We will bring back those two items for your consideration. Will we have the annexation for Delray ready by then, potentially?
Potentially. Okay. They're still working on their map and legal to finalize it. But if it is, then we would bring it in August.
So it might be ready. If not, it'll go the following month. Okay. You do have your May financials in front of you. A quick note, we did have to switch to QuickBooks Online, so they are in a little bit different format than you're used to looking at. If you have any questions, give us a call. We're happy to set up one-on-one to go over what that looks like, how it's different, and what key numbers to look for. And then just to report, we did have one extension of service in Kingsburg. It was water service only inside their sphere. Pretty run-of-the-mill request. If any commissioners have questions on that, I'm happy to answer that.
All right. Thank you.
Item number 15 is commission comments and reports.
Anything from the commissioners? Not hearing any. Are we ready for adjournment?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So we need a motion for adjournment. All right. Those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right. We're adjourned.
I think that was a split vote. I don't know.
Really?